Well, we're having our grand opening. This is the old freight station, the old CNO freight station, which is the oldest building in Round County, built in 1881. And what we have done is spend the last 2 years restoring the building, and we've also then installed a museum.
That's Steve Young, president of the new Morehead Railroad and Historical Museum. Young and a crowd of a few dozen people kicked off the museum's opening with a ribbon cutting around noon Saturday. Young says while it's been a long time in the making, the project actually started with wanting to put an old locomotive on display in town. Of course, that was after getting a kick in the pants from his wife.
Well, she got tired of hearing that, so finally she said, well, somebody isn't going to do it. She said, if you want it done, you're going to have to do it yourself. So I was fortunate enough to be able to get these guys together, and we began working on displaying the engine. Well, in the meantime, the freight station, however, became available. It had been rented and wasn't available to us at first. But when it became available, we kind of switched gears and hopped over onto the freight station.
And now Young's work is paying off.
The very first room that you go into is our railroad history room. And a lot of artifacts in there from the old Morehead and North Fork and some of the other railroads that used to run.
While the museum is in the old freight station on First Street, about two-thirds of the exhibits actually feature historical artifacts and displays of Morehead, Round County, and Eastern Kentucky. Among the displays are exhibits of the 1939 flood, an authentic blacksmith's forge, and much more.
We've got an old still, an old moonshine still in there that everybody seems to be fascinated with. It was actually taken in a raid right here in Round County in 1984. And we've got it set up. And, in fact, if you want to know how to make moonshine, we've got the steps right there right there to show you how you can make some moonshine if you want to make it.
Young says the museum will continue to grow now that it's open. He also says he hasn't forgotten about his original project.
Now that we've got the museum open, what we're asking the city to do is to acquire the property between the freight station and the depot, and we're going to lay some rail and put a train in there. So that's the next part of our project.
Anyone interested in viewing the museum can stop by Fridays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is no admission charge. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Tanner Boyd.